A town in Massachusetts has jumped into the global debate over the Danish cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad. As militants burned the Danish flag and attacked Danish embassies from the Middle East to Indonesia, the town manager of Stoughton, Massachusetts, briefly raised the Danish flag in front of the town hall. Anthony Brooks reports.
Stoughton, Massachusetts is a town of about 27,000 people, about 20 miles south of Boston. Here in front of the red brick town hall, it feels like small town America, a world away from those Danish cartoons satirizing the Prophet Muhammad. But Stoughton's town manager, Mark Stankiewicz, says it was important for the town to make a statement in support of Denmark and free speech.
I thought it was a small gesture to show solidarity with a democratic government that has essentially strong feelings for the same civil liberties we have.
Was it easy to find a Danish flag?
No. It was not easy.
He had to hunt for a Danish flag and finally found a flag store three towns away that had two.
And they were the only two they had, and I bought them both.
He displayed one of them at his home and ran the other up the flagpole underneath the American flag in front of the Stoughton Town Hall. A veteran quickly complained that the Danish flag replaced the POW-MIA flag. A Muslim resident told Stankiewicz that the flag was offensive. And John Kowalsik, chairman of the town's board of selectmen, heard other objections.
There were several people who were concerned that, you know, we were inviting some violence and terrorists, and I think there's a certain fear factor, and that's essentially what I heard, that we were inviting issues that we might choose not to have.
So just 24 hours after Stankiewicz hoisted the town hall flag, he took it down. But his small political act continues to reverberate in Stoughton. Last night, the town's No Place for Hate Committee took up the issue and asked Stankiewicz to attend. Selectman Dick Levine, who helped found the 10-member anti-discrimination group, defended Stankiewicz.
And as far as I'm concerned, there's no doubt in my mind that this was not an act of hate. It was a show of solidarity for Denmark, but in no way, shape, or form was it an aggressive act of hate.
The group agreed that raising the flag was not a hateful act. But the Reverend Henry James, a Methodist pastor in town, debated Selectman Levine and said it was still wrong.
It was insensitive. And when was the last time that you ever put up a Danish flag here in Stoughton? And putting it up at this time when you have a crisis, I think was very insensitive. Behind freedom, there is responsibility.
I think every freedom of religion should have that same responsibility. Would you burn down town hall?
No, I would not burn down town. I said every freedom must have responsibility.
And Deborah Spinelli, the assistant superintendent of schools in Stoughton, said it's wrong to use a town-wide forum to make a personal statement.
And so it's very confusing for kids. Is that what our town is saying? Is that what one individual is saying? Is that what the town hall is saying? You know, who exactly is sending that message? But it was really uncomfortable.
After the meeting, the town manager, Mark Stankiewicz, stood outside town hall in the winter chill beneath the flagpole where his Danish flag briefly flew and responded to the criticism.
I'll take those comments to heart. I mean, yes, it is. It is a public building, and I wouldn't want to construe that this is the sentiment of everyone in the town of Stoughton.
But Stankiewicz was also unrepentant and said he'll never apologize for standing up for freedom of the press and the Danish flag. For NPR News, I'm Anthony Brooks.